Jerry Bader Show, 1052. Have another 8 minutes if you want to stop by and bring something nice for the kids. Families of Children with Cancer of Northeast Wisconsin serves families in kind of the Manitowoc Lakeshore area. It's kids in Wisconsin that need help, so we ask you to help out. Here for another about 8 minutes, then Wausau next week at Nicolet Bank Branch there. Of course, the show's on WSAU Wausau. And then back in Green Bay, Nicolet Bank, also their branch downtown Green Bay, in 2 weeks. There is, we just mentioned the War on Women strategy that Scott Walker and other Republicans are going to have to battle in Wisconsin in 2014. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it appears to me and to others, has given up all pretense of being fair in the upcoming governor's race. And what they are doing is, and they'll deny this, they are providing ammunition for his opponent, be it Mary Burke or anyone who wants to attack him, with these stupid Truthometer PolitiFact things. The Tampa newspaper started PolitiFact, and like many papers around the country, the Journal Sentinel does their Wisconsin version of this. Twice now, in recent weeks, they have called Scott Walker a liar. And it is clear that what they want to do, they called him a liar when he said Wisconsin ranked second in economic projections by the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. It's absolutely true. They no longer want to accept that metric. They loved it, the Journal Sentinel, when Wisconsin was ranked 49th in it. But now that's not a reliable number, so Walker's mostly false, even though he is simply quoting the Philly Fed. Okay, that got a mostly false. The most recent one yesterday, they give him a pants on fire. Let me tell you what this one is about. That's, by the way, their worst rating. Liar, liar, pants on fire. By the way, here's one for you. Did President Obama ever get a pants on fire from the Wisconsin? They don't do that, though. And I don't know about the national PolitiFact. I do know he got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. There are media outlets out there that have called him a liar for what he said about you get to keep your own. So I will say that. All right, let me read some of this to you, and I've only got a few minutes. And the defense from the Walker camp. Now, what they're saying is Walker lied when he said that the typical homeowner will save $680 in property taxes over 4 years. They're claiming what Walker claimed. Follow me now. They're claiming what Walker claimed is that that would be due to the $100 million property tax relief measure he just signed. That out of that, over 4 years, the average homeowner will save $680, when that $100 million will provide much less relief than that. Let me read some of the defense from Jocelyn Webster of the Walker camp. Because of reforms in property tax controls, typical Wisconsin homeowners will save $680 over 4 years compared to the prior four-year trend. This is a fact you may have heard from our office or from the governor or other lawmakers. And apparently a fact is a fact, except when you're PolitiFact. Compared to what they would have paid in property taxes from 2011 to 2014, because of what we've done, and she's talking about a number of policies, a typical homeowner will pay $680 less. That is a fact. I'm sure we are all heard the saying, facts are facts. Pretty true, except when you're PolitiFact. When you're PolitiFact, why let facts get in the way of your bias? Today, PolitiFact rated this fact to be pants on fire. PolitiFact's reasoning behind rating this particular fact to be pants on fire is because they feel news coverage over which we have no control and an e-update we sent weren't clear enough that the total savings of $680 was due not just to the $100 million property tax relief bill, but also to our reforms and property tax controls. First, this is absolutely not true. Our office and the governor repeatedly made it clear how this 680 number was being calculated, and then she goes on to make that case. And in fact, points out that when he did this, he stood next to a graph that showed that that number comes not just from the $100 million, but from other policies. They know this. They know this. But now what's going to happen, just like with the one from the Philly Fed, what's going to happen is his opponents will see, that was rated mostly false at Wisconsin's number two in projected economic growth. $680 in property tax relief savings. Why? They rated that one pants on fire. We're this early in the campaign, and they've already provided two of these false weapons to his opposition. Where the hell is this going to end? Anything that he's, you know what they're doing here, don't you? Anything he's going to try to run on, they're going to have tried painted a lie that his opposition then can use against him. Well, it's PolitiFact. We have the facts. You put the word fact in something, that doesn't make it factual. The other attempt here, and this is what I was talking about with talk show hosts and the war on women, the other attempt here is to get him to be very guarded and cautious. Thank you so much, ma'am. And not boastful in his accomplishments. That anything he tries to crow about or take credit for, they're going to attack as a lie. They're essentially trying to intimidate him into silence. That's not going to happen. And fortunately, Republicans do have a number of conservative talk show hosts in Wisconsin that can share this with you, and you need to share it with people that you know are buying the other crap. All right, thanks to everybody who gave today. We greatly appreciate it at Johnson's Bank and to those great folks. They were generous. We'll do it again next week in Wausau, 10:58. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?